WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to the ref.com presents the Rights Football Show, featuring comments from head coach Corey Brunson and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Kim Schnell Nunemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Akerski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Week 8 of the High School Football Campaign and this afternoon's Rights Weekly Football Show featuring head coach Corey Brunson. We'll talk about the Panthers game with Memorial this past week, and then, of course, the game with Bossy coming up, and it's a big weekend for high school football players and coaches and fans as the IHSAA will announce the pairings for the upcoming state tournament. That will be on Sunday afternoon starting at 4, and we'll have those programs for you here on ESPN. Corey Brunson and the Rights Panthers taking on the Memorial Tigers at Enloe Field this past Friday. We'll be back to talk to Coach Brunson about that when this Rights Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000 square foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Kim Schnell Nunemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Whites, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-470.
74-1132. You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they know the importance of success and how to achieve a winning tradition. And now they have added to their already wide selection of school apparel for students and fans. Check out the hoodies with the logos of your favorite high school team. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they also do custom screen printing and embroidery for all the area high schools. And also take advantage of their discount racks now in store. Southwest Graphics, 2229 West Franklin Street. Phone 812-425-5104. A proud sponsor of local athletics.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Rights Football Show on this Monday afternoon, getting set for Week 8. Corey Brunson joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hanging in there.
All righty. Well, obviously, Corey, a tough night this past week at Enloe Field against the Memorial Tigers going in. We talked about it last week with you. We knew they were a really good football team, ranked number one in the state in Class 3A. And, you know, I guess when you look at a football game and you want to play hard and competitive for 48 minutes, but when Memorial, I think the first play of the ball game, had a big play, I think scored the touchdown of the first play of the game. But it was a competitive game for a little bit more than a half. Just kind of overall thoughts on the game with Memorial.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're definitely the real deal. They're a very good ball club. They do a lot of things right, and it's a game there, game that you know, you can't make mistakes, and you know, you got to be able to make the plays and catch some breaks, and we just weren't able to catch doing that the other night. But there's still some things I was pleased that we did, but you know, they're good ball club. We got some things to work on and to get ready for the next couple games of the tournament.
So, again, first play of the game, it's a 48-minute football game. So, you know, an awful lot can go on. I mean, some people say, you know, you can certainly lose a game in the first 12 minutes. You may not be able to win the ball game. But that first play of the game, did that kind of set the tempo for the game, do you think, or not?
I mean, I had a little bit. I mean, they, you know, he rolled out. And Elson made ran a great route and was open. And, made, you know, we just missed the tackle. And set the tone. You know, they had a lot of big plays. You know, I mean, if we could eliminate that, you know, I think they only maybe drove it on us one or two times. You know, they big played us, but they have, you know, that's good players. They do a lot of things well, and they have some guys that are tough to cover.
Well, obviously, you know, based on the week prior to that and the Castle game on the Saturday afternoon and then this game here back-to-back, and you're playing two really, really good football teams. You know, you get on the bus at the end of the football game on Friday night and head back to the field house, and you get together with the team on Saturday over the weekend. Just kind of what was the mood of this football team when you saw them and maybe went over the film Saturday morning?
We'll watch film with them, and, you know, there's definitely some things on there you know, that we can correct. You know, there's some small things. That's why I love football so much. You know, it's the ultimate team sport. And, you know, like offensively, if like the one or two guys don't do their job correctly, it, you know, it messes things up. And there are a lot of things that we did wrong that it's just ourselves, you know, just not stepping the right way in the right direction, things like that. So that there's some things that definitely we saw that we can easily correct. It's just a matter of, you know, getting the guys to do it and correcting those mistakes.
So as far as just the course of the game, I mean, obviously, you know, you look at that and it kind of got away in the second half. But, you know, this football team with these guys that I've had a chance to talk to on this radio show this year have been kind of really resilient and stuff. And I guess, the thing that you look at from that game, the positives that you take a look at to prepare for this week, but the fact that there was not, a tournament game. I mean, there's another game this week. There's another couple of games. There's at least three more games for this Panther team. So is it kind of a situation too, where you just kind of put the game with Memorial in the rearview mirror kind of as fast as you can, learn from some of your mistakes, and then move on?
Definitely learn, you know, mistakes, and definitely, you know, this team's goal from day one, you know, was to compete, try to win a sectional title. So this group, you know, the seniors, they've been fortunate. They've been part of two undefeated regular season. The thing they haven't accomplished yet is making a tournament run, win sectional, and hopefully maybe more. So that's the bigger big picture. You know, we definitely need to learn from the mistakes of that game, but you know, our goal is still out there. So we got to get better and fix those mistakes. Now, if we don't fix those mistakes, yeah, it could be a short tournament run. But you know, we definitely got to fix those things and get a little bit better.
We'll come right back with more of the Rice Football Show here on this Monday afternoon after these messages on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wright's, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back on the Rights Football Show on this Monday afternoon, head coach Corey Brunson joining us. Well, Coach, we're getting now down to the final couple of weeks of the season. And based on, you know, coming off the heels of the game with Memorial this past week, again, kind of one of those weeks this week that's a little bit out of the norm. You've got fall break starting a little bit later on this week and a couple of other pretty big activities on your end of town. So, you know, kind of some distractions, but, you know, how does this team really kind of just stay focused, keep their feet on the ground, look at that goal, like you said, of making a long postseason run and playing well into November? What's kind of going to be the message for this football team this week, getting ready to go back to Enloe Field this Friday night to play Bossy?
I mean, you know, a couple ways. I mean, one, definitely to, you know, correct our mistakes of the past 2 weeks. You know, we got to fix those things. There's some things we corrected, some things we didn't. We got to get better at. And, you know, obviously with a lot going on, fall festival, fall break coming up, so these next 2 weeks, you know, there's potential for a lot of distractions out there. And that's our goal is to block out those distractions, stay focused on what's our goal and get that done. So it's definitely some definitely distractions, but in the past, the guys have done a pretty good job of blocking those things out and end up having a decent week of practice and getting prepared for Bossy.
You know, when you come to what's going on the last couple of weeks, I mean, certainly, you know, you look to some leadership, not only from the coaching staff, but, you know, these are kind of when the senior players really kind of step up and talk about, you know, what they want to accomplish and how they want to finish their high school careers out here in 2024. You know, this senior group, you've got a lot of experience back from last year. I mean, how have they handled this adversity the last couple of weeks? I mean, everybody knows you're never going to win every single football game. You're going to have losses, and you're going to have maybe consecutive losses. But how has this senior group handled maybe this adversity of these two recent setbacks?
So far, Phil, they've handled it well. I mean, I thought I got 13 seniors, and they do a good job. And I thought last week, you know, after the Castle loss, I didn't think we had one of our better weeks, but I thought the Memorial week, the week of practice, it was a decent week of practice. I thought the guys came out and practiced hard. You know, Morris is a good, very good ball club. We can make good plays. But I thought practice and preparation, their heads weren't down. They went out and had a good week, and I expect and hope the same thing this week. And again, because you know, our main goal was still out there. You know, we still have a lot to do and hope a lot more games to play.
All right, before we talk about Bossy in our next segment, again, everything this week, all the focus is on Bossy, but certainly an exciting week. Sunday afternoon, you'll find out who your first-round opponent is going to be in the tournament, or in case you're sectional with just seven teams in it, you know, somebody's got to get a bye. But, you know, how excited you've been around this game an awful long time, played in it, coached it a long time. I mean, how excited do you get personally, Corey, for sectional pairing release?
It's definitely an exciting week and exciting day to see how it all unfolds. It's definitely an exciting time. I mean, you know, as coaches, we kind of all have fun and pick who we think we get and see who wins. And you know, it's definitely an exciting time. It's always fun to see how the ping pong balls unfold.
All right, the statewide poll program will be from 4 to 6 on Sunday, and then ESPN will have a two-hour live show. Following that, from 6 to 8 o'clock, all of the local coaches, including Coach Brunson, will be calling in on Sunday, get their initial reaction to the pairings that will be released, again, beginning at 4 o'clock on Sunday. All right, Wrights and Bossy coming up Friday night from Menlo. We'll come back. We'll talk about that game with Coach Brunson when this Wrights football show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Kim Schnell, Nonemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wright's, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings. Back here on the Schweitz Football Show on a Monday afternoon, and Coach Brunson rejoining us. Well, Cora, you go back to Enloe Field now Friday night to take on the Ball State Bulldogs. Coach Mullen and that group still looking for their first win of the campaign. You know, coaches I've talked to all season long, I mean, there are no red circled games on your calendar. I mean, you know, on paper, Wright's certainly going to go in as a prohibitive favorite in this game, but, you know, we all know what Coach Mullen and that bossy group did last year, surprising some people. So just kind of your thoughts as you watch film of bossy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it's definitely, you know, nobody in this conference, you can just circle and say that's chalk that up a win. I mean, we definitely got to prepare and play well. I mean, they definitely have some athletes, and they definitely can fly around the field, and, you know, we got to, you know, do things right, man. I mean, our bigger focus is still on us and correcting the things that we messed up in the past. And, you know, we definitely kind of come out ready to play and come out from the get-go.
So you've talked earlier this show, Corey, about, you know, the mistakes that have been made maybe the last couple of weeks. Are those mistakes that you feel as a coaching staff can, and these players can easily correct? And certainly I would think, you know, these next couple of weeks it's going to be more about you guys getting back on track and playing your best football when the tournament starts here in about 3 weeks.
Definitely. I mean, I think I feel a lot of the mistakes are, you know, we're causing those mistakes, and just a matter of just you know, stepping with the correct foot and getting that better angle and understanding the plays a little bit better than how they're supposed to happen. You know, like understanding everybody's role on why we're blocking or defensively doing a certain thing, but just kind of get everybody back on the same page, kind of get back to some of the basics a little bit. You know, we try to hit the fundamentals up every week, but sometimes you know, they get a little lazy with that, but we definitely got to stress some of the basics, some of the fundamentals to get kind of back to that.
All right, just bossy offensively and defensively. I mean, what do you expect from them? What kind of schemes do they play, and what will you guys have to do to put points on the board and certainly keep them off of it?
I think, you know, defensively they have I feel they appear to, you know, blitz a lot. They fly around. They got some guys that can cover. You know, offensively they spread the ball around, and you know, the past 2 weeks we haven't covered the pass very well, and Baltimore throws it, so hopefully we can improve our passing game a little bit, or passing defense this week.
All right. Well, obviously a key game. You want to get things kind of turned around a little bit. This will be, the second week of October. So, you know, huge game, goes without saying, that to kind of get things back on track for Wright's.
Definitely. Hopefully we can, start off from the get-go, play well, offensive, defense, you know, be on defense, get a stop, and try to get a quick score and get going, and try to get the momentum back on our side and get these guys back pumped up and playing the way I think that we can play, and hopefully, you know, we can make more plays and build off that. Yeah, everybody's, you know, definitely goal is to be playing their best football here in 2 weeks when that tournament hits, and, you know, we took a step back the past 2 weeks, but hopefully this week we can step back into the right direction.
All right, Corey, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much, and good luck with the draw on Sunday. We look forward to having you as part of that program, and then we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, that's Corey Brunson. This has been the Rights Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Rights Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by King Schnell Neudemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Rights Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.